Good day, people. It's Friday again. The weekend has finally arrived. What are you up to this weekend? Out and out. I'm away in London this weekend on a course. Shame it's not a bit more local to me, but London's only an hour or so on the train. And I've got the patience to sit and chill out for a bit, because I know I can't trust the train's Wi-Fi. But patience is not an easy skill to develop. It takes practice. And obviously comes from knowing that whatever it is that you were expecting to achieve, it will come eventually. I remember an elderly relative asking for some help with their computer once. She wanted to install Skype, I think. And it was this really slow old laptop that took ages to wake up. And all they usually used it for was just to check their emails and play solitaire whilst their husband watched cowboy films. But it took about 5 minutes just to turn on. But they didn't have a problem with that. They turned it on every evening, made a cup of tea, and then came back to see if they'd had any emails, played solitaire, drank their tea, and loved life. And I'm watching this old laptop slowly crawling along, and I'm screaming in my head, "Come on!" But she wasn't, because she knew how slow it was. It met her expectations, and she wasn't disappointed. And it's hard to find that middle ground when lowering our expectations to stay optimistic, but it is worth putting the effort in, I think. And if alongside this you can try and change the meaning behind some things, then you might not feel quite so frustrated or upset. Challenge those times where you might think in absolutes. Do you know what I mean by absolutes? Those sentences that have things like always and never in them. My wife isn't the one that always has to tidy up the kitchen work surface, even if she might say so sometimes. And nor is it the case that she never puts the recycling out. But if we say it enough times, we'll believe it. And it's not true. So try and change the meaning behind the things that frustrate us, so that the meaning of the kitchen being untidy isn't, "They are taking advantage of me. I'm being walked all over," because that'll only make you angry. If you interpret it differently, you're going to feel differently about it. So why is the kitchen untidy? Is it because they're lazy, or is it because they forgot? Because muttering under your breath about how ignorant your spouse is, whilst you furiously stamp about the kitchen cleaning things up, that's going to create a different meaning compared to just calling out, "Oi, oi, give us a hand with this, will you?" And even if you then just point at the things that need doing and then go, "Just pop in for a wee, I'll be back in a bit," and you leave them to it. One thing worth mentioning is something that really helps me when driving, and I guess I can use this sort of idea everywhere. It's not for everybody, but it works for some. Act as if somebody that you'd like to impress is watching you. And I know that's not easy for everybody. I know it works for me. If I'm on my way into work and the car in front is being a bit slow, I imagine that the driver in front of me is my first client of the day. And they're a bit anxious about coming in to see me. Maybe they're a bit lost. Maybe they don't know where the turning is. Either way, I can't see who they are because they've only got a little tiny mirror that I can just see their rear view stuff. But they can see me in their rear view mirror. They know who I am. They'd recognise me if I tailgate and intimidate them. And that's not what I want. If they've not met me yet and I walk into the reception area, I don't want the first thing they think to be, "Oh God, it's him from earlier." Do I? It would spoil the therapeutic relationship before it's even started. So if I find myself getting too close, I pull back a bit. And I know there's a time and a place for worrying about what people think of you and wanting to be liked. Some people can worry too much. You've heard me waffle on about it before. But keeping your cool is a bit easier when you're trying to make a good impression. Maybe you need to imagine that your grandma is watching you in the back seat, or your kids, or just someone that you respect and want them to respect you. Act as if they're there. That might just help you count to 10, stay in control should you need to. Right then, pod fans, time to go. Enjoy your week. Don't do anything I wouldn't do. Take care of yourself and be excellent to each other. And I'll speak to you again next time. See ya.